And I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. This is VPR News. State employees and private contractors have been working for the last month to repair the state's dysfunctional online health insurance exchange. And while the site will be back online by Saturday, officials say the project is still far from perfect. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Head over to the Vermont Health Connect website today, and you'll see the same down for maintenance banner that's greeted visitors since the site was taken offline for repairs in the middle of September. But Secretary of Human Services Harry Chen says the site will be open for business by Saturday, which is when Vermont Health Connect customers are allowed to begin shopping for next year's insurance policies.
So I can say with certainty that we are ready for an open enrollment.
That doesn't mean problems for the troubled program are over. Continuing IT struggles will force the state to rely on time-consuming and costly manual workarounds for functions that were supposed to be automated. And while top officials say they're convinced they'll be able to get people insured, they aren't exactly giving it a ringing endorsement. Here's Governor Peter Shumlin offering his expectations for the open enrollment period.
I've been disappointed enough times so that I want to be very careful not to overpromise. But the answer is I am hopeful that we're getting it right. We're going to bring it up Saturday.
Lawrence Miller is the chief of healthcare reform for the Shumlin administration. Miller says it'll likely be months before the site is functioning as originally envisioned.
But until the work is completed, this will still not be what Vermonters deserve, frankly. And we're working diligently to accomplish that.
Top Republicans have called on the state to abandon the state exchange and instead use the one being operated by the federal government. House Minority Leader Don Turner says the system has failed Vermonters.
We believe Vermonters who have been forced into this failed system have a right to the benefits, lower cost, and basic customer service they have been promised by the Federal Affordable Care Act.
But Miller says moving to the federal exchange would only prolong customer problems and add to overall costs. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.